It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Parents University, and I said parents, not just for parents, grandparents, guardians, whoever needs to help their kids out with e-learning, which is, I mean, I guess it's new to all of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that might be something as a child or as your kids grow up. It might become the norm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? All right. Well, Parents University, District 205, sponsoring multiple events where you will have a chance to learn more about e-learning and helping out the children. And joining us to talk more about it is the person who really put this together. Tiffany Springer is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Galesburg District 205. Tiffany, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Well,
thanks for joining us here this morning. When I talked with Dr. John Aspen last week about getting on the air to talk about this, and he gave you all the credit. He said, no, Tiffany's the one that that kind of put this all together. So you come highly recommended, Tiffany.
Well, thank you. That's good to know.
All right. Well, let's first off kind of explain what Parents University is.
So Parent University is an opportunity for us to partner with our parents. I mean, we've always felt that parents are part of the whole process for educating their child. That's no different in an e-learning environment. But we also knew that this would come with new tools and new expectations and things that maybe parents haven't ever observed or interacted with before. So we wanted to give them a taste of what that looks like so that they had some confidence going into it. We also provide some click-by-click instructions they can walk away with because, as you know, when you run through something the first time, it's not a memorization piece. So I want them to be able to be comfortable sitting next to their student and having some reference to go back to as well. So that's what we hope to accomplish during that time.
Well, and obviously there was some e-learning that took place at the end of the school year. It was something that kind of had to get thrown together rather quickly, but this is completely different, a different system and everything. And obviously the district has had time to really work on what the students and teachers are going to be doing.
Absolutely. You know, and we actually make a distinguishing factor between quarter four versus what we plan to do this year. In quarter four, we called it remote learning because it was just something that occurred because of pandemic. So we're changing all the ways we do school and following the guidance of the state. So there, like you said, there wasn't a lot of time to prep for that. What we're doing this fall is e-learning, as you mentioned, and that's a completely different, more rigorous, structure with accountability and a lot of student interaction.
Parent University, sponsored by Galesburg District 205. Tiffany Springer, the Director of Curriculum and Instruction for District 205, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about specifically what's happening. There's still a couple of days where parents or grandparents, whoever, guardians can get involved. Talk about how they can get involved, how they can come to Parent U, how to get signed up, and are there still openings for today and tomorrow?
Okay, so we have had 275 families sign up already, so that has been a great turnout for our first go. If you are still interested, parents can go ahead and contact the board office, and I can try to set them up with a time. As you know, with COVID, we have some restrictions on numbers at sessions, so I just have to be mindful of that, but I'm certain we can work with our families. We have tomorrow and Thursday at six different locations available at 10, 12, 4, and 6 p.m.
All right. And so, and you, and the other great thing about this, that the community has been very supportive, that there are different areas of the community that you get out in to do these Parent University classes.
Absolutely. And the goal was to try to spread the Parent University across town so that in your area, there was a place to go to. So yeah, Bethel has partnered with us, First Church of the Nazarene, Holiday Inn, Cedar Creek from the Knox County Housing Authority, Dave Dunn's Master's Educational Services, and then obviously we use Silas Willard as a place as well.
So is at each of them, like say the 10 o'clock one, is it the same place each day, and the noon one and the 4 and the 6, are they at the same place each day?
So we have 4 sessions at each location each day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we want to make it as accessible as possible. And so my instructional coaches have been fabulous at putting these on. They're the ones leading these. We created a central presentation so that no matter if you have a fourth grader or a 12th grader, the information is valuable to you in one location, one-stop shopping.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work obviously went into Parent University and helping the parents or grandparents, guardians to help the students out. When did you come up with this idea and how did you get this all put together? What was the timeline on that?
So we came up with this about, June was kind of the idea. Initially, we wanted to utilize our building facilities, but we were worried about parking and such with some of those exterior renovations. So that part got revamped. But the whole idea of Parent University and bringing parents in to kind of get more information was already in the works. And it was just a matter of putting the presentation together to make sure that it was streamlined for parents to easily understand and manageable within a time frame.
What was kind of the impetus? Had you been getting maybe some questions from a grandparent or guardian, say, hey, this kid's going to be doing this. I don't know anything about this, or I don't have internet, or I don't have a computer and that type of thing, which they obviously don't need for. But, I mean, was there questions that had been coming in about it at all?
Well, there's been questions, yes, especially from quarter four. And I think the piece that we really wanted to help parents and family members understand is that this is, as we mentioned earlier, vastly different from quarter four. So in any way we can prepare the families and the students and even our staff to do this in a great fashion, we wanted to make sure that everybody had the kind of a leg up. And this was one way we could give parents that opportunity to have that boost of self-confidence, to be able to know that they can assist their child at home. And this is something we did when I was at Lombard Middle School as the assistant principal years and years ago. So this is not something, you know, I created a Parent University. It was an idea I stole a long time ago, and we're just reviving it.
Almost all great ideas are taken from somewhere else, right?
Always.
Tiffany Springer is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Galesburg District 205 Parent University. Again, four times again today, four sessions again tomorrow. Contact the board office. What's the best number to reach the board office?
973-2105 for this particular situation, yes.
All right, 973-2105 if you would like to get involved and attend a session, or more than one if you feel the need, I guess, if there's room. But there are four opportunities again today and four tomorrow. So assuming that you said there were so many people signed up, I am assuming that these sessions have been pretty well attended the last couple of days.
They've been pretty well attended. There have been a couple situations where one of the sites didn't have anyone registered for a particular day, other sites had larger numbers, so we were able to kind of divide and conquer on that end. But, yeah, we have pretty good attendance scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, and that's the thing you mentioned. I'm sorry. You mentioned that, you know, being kind of spread throughout town so you could find one of these sessions somewhat in your neighborhood. But as far as the times as well, the same thing, trying to accommodate people that whether they work or not and when they work to different times throughout the day.
Absolutely. And we were trying to make sure that whatever shift you worked, we were making this accessible. The other thing I forgot to mention was that John Pratt, our ESL liaison, who works with our bilingual families, is also holding parent universities for our English language learner families as well.
Oh, okay.
By appointment.
All right. Well, Parent University, you got a couple of more days today and tomorrow that you can attend one of four sessions each day. And pick a place. I mean, the closer to you, the better. And you're going to find one somewhere close to wherever you're at here in Galesburg, and you'll find a time that suits you as well. Is there any other information, Tiffany, like say on the District 205 website that might be somewhat helpful for parents when it comes to these type of things, or even like for District 205 students with like the Skyward access?
Yes. So we have created on our webpage and on our app an e-learning button. And so if parents go to access the e-learning button, they can click on that. It will take them to a parent help site that they can go through tutorials of all the programs we're demonstrating today at the parent universities, and tomorrow we're also going to have a recording of one of our parent universities. So if the parents couldn't make it, it's going to be posted up there along with the click-by-click instructions. We also have those translated, those videos, in French and Spanish. So we're doing our very best to make sure that everybody has what they need to make this a successful venture.
Tiffany Springer, Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Galesburg District 205, joining us here this morning. Was I right? I said September 8th as the start date for e-learning here in District 205. Is that correct, or am I off?
Yes. No, you are correct.
Okay.
September 8th is our start date.
Oh, yes, I'm off, but not about that necessarily is what you're saying.
No, you are correct.
Okay, got it. I mean, not surprising at all, but just saying. So September 8th, the start date, and you know, hopefully the parents or guardians, grandparents have their students registered, and if they don't, are they still able to get them registered at this point?
Yes, they just need to contact the board office, and we can get that set up for parents. we recognize that this has been an unusual summer for all. So we are willing to work with parents and students to get them registered and ready for school.
Well, of course, there were some students that probably kept whatever supplies, including their Chromebook, after last school year in anticipation of this possibly happening. Some students didn't keep them. Obviously, some new students or some just coming into school will need that. And it looks like, and I know you've got this at least on your Facebook page, of some times and dates when students will be able to go to their respective schools, meet the teachers, and pick up those supplies.
Well, the initial goal is to have an event on the 2nd and the 3rd of September. With the COVID metrics, we're very concerned about that, so we're revamping that just to make sure that we're providing a safe environment for everyone. So information will come out to families this week about that as an update to our plan. But certainly, if students had Chromebooks before, they can return those. We'll issue new Chromebooks if the Chromebook's still working. I mean, we're going to make sure that students have the technology and supplies that they need. The district, for the first time ever, is buying school supplies for every student. Those will be provided at that event as well. So it's exciting.
Wow, that is. That's never easy to do with in this day and age with budget concerns and whatnot.
Right. We want to make sure we give students what they need to be successful and that everybody has an equitable opportunity to do so.
Yeah, and District 205, obviously, starting with e-learning, you're one of the first districts around the area that had made the decision it was going to be at least for the, 5 weeks for sure, that e-learning to start the school year?
Yes, the plan, the board chose 5 weeks so that we could evaluate and determine what the best course of action would be following that 5 weeks of e-learning.
Yeah, and then of course reevaluate, and parents will know in plenty of time what's going to happen. That's which is that I know that's one of the things also with Dr. Aspin and you guys and the board have tried to do, make sure that in a timely manner that people can make their plans. And I think that's one of the reasons, according to Dr. Aspin, why you guys came out and said when you did that, hey, yes, we're going to start with e-learning.
Yeah, and I think the best way to explain is we wanted to create a plan that would ride the waves of the pandemic the best and be the least overturned, you know, for parents. And we, like you mentioned earlier, we want it to be predictable. So even if we do, and when we return, I should say, we want to make sure that parents understand the platforms their students are using, and we'll continue using those throughout the year so that it's an ease of use for parents, an ease of use for students and staff, so that these platforms, the ones that we're showing at Parent University, the ones we're preparing people to utilize, are consistent across the year when we can't predict other factors that might impact. So
Tiffany Springer, Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Galesburg District 205. Tiffany, how many years in education for you now?
Let's see. I'm going on.
Put you on the spot. 18, okay. And of course, yeah. When you were in school, they taught you about things like this happening, right?
Yeah. Monmouth College did not prepare me for that, no. I would say.
Yeah, I don't care what the school is. Nobody was prepared for this, that's for sure.
They did a great job preparing me for education, but I don't think anybody could plan for a time as such as this.
Absolutely. Tiffany, anything else we need to know about Parent University or any of the other things going on in District 205 at this point?
I think one of the things that is important for us to communicate to the community is that we're in this together. You know, this is not something that any of us would have selected as the perfect option for education, but we are going to provide a quality education for students. We have some great programs we've purchased. Some great technology tools that will allow students to interact with the teacher in a synchronous live situation and asynchronously. We're reaching out to families. We have some support tools. So if a student is struggling and, you know, they need extra help, we have I call it kind of my white flag form that they can fill out and say, hey, I need even more support. So we're doing all the things that we can to provide a comfortable, consistent, predictable education format. And yet, you know, recognizing the needs that those were serving.
Yeah, and I guess you have to work with what you've got.
That's right. And we've got a great staff who's ready to take on the school year. I mean, if you haven't seen, I know some of them are posting them on social media and different things about, you know, tech tools they're using and classroom web pages they're setting up. I mean, it's really exciting to see the learning taking place.
Tiffany Springer, Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Galesburg District 205. Tiffany, thanks so much for joining us here this morning and the information on Parent University and you and your staff for getting this all put together.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.